Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Lots and lots of projects going on here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about it is the Director of Planning and Public Works for the city of Galesburg, Wayne Carl. Wayne, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. I know it's a weird situation. I know you're probably somewhat lonely when you're in the office, kind of like we are here. We got the on-air staff here, and otherwise there's hardly anybody else here. It's kind of strange times for us all, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. We actually had a new community development director start. He started at the beginning of all this, so he's never seen our city hall open so far. And so I want to let you know my new title is now just Director of Public Works because right. We have a new community development director.
Got it. That's right. I did know that, too, and I completely forgot. So Director of Public Works, Wayne Carl, joining us here this morning. How about that? The official title. All right. Well, my goodness, we have seen lots and lots of work going on. It seems like one day they're on this intersection, then the next intersection, getting a lot of work done with your workers here in the city of Galesburg. Talk about some of the projects we've got going on. We did notice we've been paying attention to the Cherry Street sidewalk project that's all been poured and looks like it's about finished. But it just seems like you guys have a lot going on at this time.
Well, it is a good time to try to get construction done. The guys are able to practice social distancing for the most part and get concrete poured and that kind of thing. So they just finished the east side of South Cherry Street from Main to Simmons. They're getting ready to start on the west side. They're going to completely remove the curb and gutter and sidewalk on the west side as well. After that project, they're going to move over to Prairie Street, just north of Main, from Main to Ferris, and redo the sidewalk and curb there on the west side of the street. Last year, they finished the sidewalk on the east side, and this year they'll do the west side. And once that's done, they'll resurface the roadway. That roadway has been needing to be resurfaced for the last couple of years, but we wanted to get the sidewalk and curb reconstructed prior to doing that resurfacing. So that's going to happen on Prairie Street. We also have the contractor going to be working on Park Plaza, finishing that project. We're just about finished with the building at 120 East Main. The contractor's got about a week and a half left to go on that building, and then he can move out of there, and our contractor for Park Plaza can finish that project and get the landscaping in, hopefully before the end of June, and then we'll be all done with those projects right down in the heart, and that should coincide pretty well with when things get back to going to normal downtown.
Yeah, that 120 project, it looks a whole lot better, obviously, and I guess the main thing is that it's a whole lot safer than it was.
Yeah, and the roof was pretty bad, and so it was leaking, and so this is nice. We've got a brand-new roof on the whole building, and that wall's been repaired on the east side, but also some on the west side and the south side as well. So that building's in really good shape now. It can be reused now. Hopefully somebody will be interested in it in the near future. It's about 15,000 square foot of building, three stories, and it's in really good shape.
Talking with Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Galesburg. I want to talk about one that's, I think, still going, another that you were working on earlier. There was right down from us in the intersection of, I guess it was Prairie and Simmons, you had done some work there. What was that one about?
That was actually the Galesburg Sanitary District.
Oh, okay.
Repair to their sanitary sewers, so they've got that completed. Down around the corner, the street was closed on South Kellogg Street, there by 185 South Kellogg Street, where Rob Benedict is redoing his building there on the corner of Kellogg and Tompkins. And so he was putting a new sewer in and had to make a tap across the street. So he's in the middle of that big project. We also have a lot of resurfacing projects going to happen this year. Broad Street from Fremont Street north to Park Lane is going to be resurfaced. Bandy Avenue, Daniel Drive, Swing Boulevard. We also have a reconstruction project on Phillips Street from Main to North. It's a brick street. It's going to be reconstructed in concrete this year. That should start in July is the plan date for that. So in addition to that, the state's got a few grant programs out that the city's in the process of putting grant applications together for. They've got a fast-track Rebuild Illinois program and a regular Rebuild Illinois program, and we'll be submitting water and wastewater projects for those. We also were notified earlier this month that the state has additional funding for roads. On top, for the gas tax increase that we all are paying now, the state has launched these Rebuild Illinois programs. It resulted in about a 50% increase of our state motor fuel tax that we receive, so that's about $400,000 per year. But in addition to that, for the next 3 years, the state will be giving the city about $700,000 more per year to put into roadways. So that's a great thing. We're in the process of trying to put projects together for that funding.
So that money, you know, that was already there and that is still going to be available?
Yeah. Assuming that the gas tax rebounds like they expect once the business is open, we expect those things to stay on schedule for all the road projects.
One of the other projects I was going to ask you about, just off of West Main, just south on Cedar Street, was that also a sanitation project?
On Cedar Street?
Yeah, I think it's Cedar, just off of, literally just off Main Street.
No,
yeah.
That was Galesburg Street Division.
Oh, okay.
They replaced the sidewalk there on the corner.
Oh, okay.
We're also in the process of finishing up Academy Street, North Academy Street, from the tracks north to North Street. It's a brick street reconstruct. The contractor will start laying the bricks back on the surface next week, and it should take him 2 to 3 weeks, and then that whole project will be completed. We'd started that early last year, and so he'll finish that up here in the next few weeks.
Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Galesburg, talking about some projects happening. Now, one of them that's not a city project, but happening in the City of Galesburg because of State Highway Route 150, and this is the planned project on Grand Avenue. It sounds like maybe that's going to be a little bit delayed.
Yeah, the project limits would be from where we left off at Allen's Avenue with the Stibley Underpass, going to Grand and then all the way down Grand. And they were originally going to resurface that roadway, but they'd pushed it back enough years in the program to where it needs more work than just resurfacing. So it's going to be a total reconstruct, and it's going to require them acquiring some property adjacent to the street. And so they think they'll be able to put it out to bid in 2022, but it'll be a total reconstruct of the roadway, similar to what they did on Henderson Street. So it'll be a big improvement when it's done, and should include all new curb and gutter and sidewalks as part of that project.
Wow. So that'll be what, like, once they do get it started, it'll be something that'll take a year, a couple of years, or?
It'll take a full year, for sure.
Full year.
It might take about a year and a half to get done.
Okay. So that will be a big one, but not starting soon, though.
No, it'll start probably in 2022.
What else, Wayne, is on the horizon for coming up maybe later this year? Any other, and obviously the things you've talked about that you're working on now, and anything else coming up later this year?
We do have a big road project on South Seminary Street that runs from Berrien down to 5th Street. We're going to reconstruct that entire street, all new curb and gutter and street and sidewalks and water main and water service lines to the homes along there. That project will probably start at the end of July or 1st of August. It's a fairly lengthy project, so it's going to be done in stages, and we'll probably get a couple stages done this year and finish it probably in July of next year. But it'll be a new concrete roadway when it's done. It'll be a real nice project, but that's probably our biggest project that we have this year.
Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. So, lots and lots of stuff going on, and it's great that the guys are able to work and still be safe and keep their social distance and all that stuff, but it's really nice. I'm guessing probably, I know there's the traffic is increasing a little bit, but it's probably nice, especially for the sidewalk work, even that there's just not as much pedestrian traffic or anything at this point.
Yeah, that's helped the contractors and our guys to be able to get the work done quickly. Unfortunately, with the COVID thing, it does slow some projects down. We do have a contractor doing the lead service line replacements, and that requires them to go into homes, and so that's been postponed until it's safe to resume that project. So we still have that contract with the contractor, but it's just going to be on hold until we get the all clear from the state. Another big project that the city's doing is redoing the street division building. I don't know if you're familiar with where the street department is located on South Henderson Street right now, but we have a big salt building down there.
Right, just by the railroad tracks there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a long metal building there, and we're going to redo that and put some offices in there for the street division and move most of the street department over into that long building so they can store all their vehicles inside. And so that contract will start next week with a local contractor, Hein Construction, will be doing that project.
Okay, so that all, it'll move south of the tracks rather than to the north of where things are at now.
Right. Okay. So there'll be that'll be our complex with the salt building and that kind of thing over there.
Perfect. All right. Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. Were your family able to stay healthy through all this?
Yes, and it's been a pleasure. I've two of my children have come back home temporarily during this COVID time. That's been a ray of sunshine in this whole thing. And so I have four children at home right now, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, and obviously with the school thing, with college especially, you know that you got them a little bit early in that case. But I know you're also hoping there's going to be some fall sports coming up too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's we're waiting to hear if we're going to have a football season in the fall.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Wayne, as always, appreciate you taking some time with us, and we'll check in with you again.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.